This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Ngozi Cole. Santa Cruz Public Libraries have received a grant from the Carnegie Corporation to mark the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The Garfield Park branch is one of the nearly 1,700 libraries in the U.S. founded by philanthropist Andrew Carnegie. Anna Maria Treadwell, Community Relations Specialist at Santa Cruz Public Libraries, says they'll use the $20,000 grant to expand civic education.
That's a good way to commemorate the commitment of libraries to our communities and provide materials that promote democracy and understanding.
Santa Cruz Public Libraries are also expanding their hours starting next month. California Democratic leaders have announced new state legislation to regulate ICE officers. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Top Democrats in the Assembly and Senate are speaking out against ICE's actions in Minneapolis. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas.
I'm calling on our national Democratic leaders to stand resolutely against this president.
Democrats also say they're introducing new bills to regulate immigration enforcement in California. Some state laws dealing with ICE have hit legal roadblocks. Kevin Johnson, a UC Davis law professor, says California lawmakers can regulate how state resources are used for immigration enforcement, but it's harder to regulate what agents do on the ground.
There's some roles for the states and there's some roles for the federal government. And the question sometimes is, finding the line between the two.
In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
That's it for Monterey Bay Today. Join us tomorrow morning for more local news.